Alrighty, thank you so much. Another burst of emails and things about the coming economic collapse. Well, the coming economic collapse has been promised for the last 50 years. 2008 was a little bit of a bump, you know what I mean? A little bit of a low point. But Christians are not supposed to be going about fear-mongering. We're supposed to be going about telling people to trust the Lord no matter what. So I don't know about all these predictions of things and that, but I do know this. Wherever we are, the Lord will be with us, and we can trust the Lord. So tonight, the Lord led me back again to this subject of fear for some reason. Somebody must be afraid about what might happen in the future, and I think this is one of the most often commands in the Bible is to fear not, which means to have faith in God. Don't fear, but have faith in God. Anything can cause us to go down that avenue of anxiety, and there are all kind of avenues to go down anxiety. Amen? We don't even need to look for them. They'll come find us. And so God wants us to trust in His shepherding care. And that is wonderful. I need it. I need it all the time. Thank you for praying for my mother. She does have a touch of the flu. She didn't want to go till her hair was fixed, so she got her hair appointment. So she wanted. I said, "You got your hair fixed so you look good in the casket, or what?" I mean, you know. She said she started laughing, thought that was funny, a little bit of a long humor, you know, kind of dry business, but yeah, she laughed about that. And then I said to my mom, told her everyone was praying for her, you know, I called her right before I got here. And I said, what have you been doing, Mom? And I said, you know, taking it easy, resting a little bit. She said, oh, no, I just been lazing around all day. I said, oh, nothing's changed. And she said, and believe me, that she's not that way. So she that got her laughing and everything, so. Laughter works like a medicine, we know, so I do try to get people joking just a little bit, even when they're not feeling well, since I believe the proverb that a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. So, thank you for your prayers. Isaiah 41:10, I printed it out on our papers here tonight again. Fear not, have faith in God. I have come back to this passage again and again and again. It has just been an anchor for my soul. You know, folks, we need rocks to anchor our soul upon. And the words of Jesus Christ are like rocks that we are to anchor our soul in and anchor our soul on the promises of God's called faith. That's what that anchoring is. It's our faith placed there on the rock. The rock, of course, is Jesus Christ. Look at it, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, overwhelmed, overcome, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Just let those words sink down into your heart. Let them overtake your mind and let them come out in your life. Let them sink down in your heart. Revive your heart. Let them renew your mind and let them be revealed in your life. Let them revive your heart. Let them renew your mind and let them be revealed in your life. How many of you know I said something three times now? What did I say? I said, let the words here revive your heart, renew your mind, and be revealed in your life. That's faith. Father, we ask you to open your word to us again as a writer prayed to the Lord. I say amen to that. Speak to our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, go there. The danger of a familiar passage is that you go to sleep. And Stephen, I do not want you going to sleep tonight on this passage. I know. I just Stephen and I and John, that's just a little joke. He doesn't fall asleep. Not too often, right, Stephen? No, not too. Only on a game. Okay. No, I haven't ever seen you fall asleep while I'm preaching. But be careful if your cell phone goes off. I might come get it. You know that guy on that video. All right. Don't worry. I won't do it. Matthew chapter 6. Let's just read the whole passage there. Chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Matthew 6, 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment or clothing? Isn't life more than that? Yes. Isn't your life more valuable than that? Yes. More valuable than birds? Yes. Verse 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. I know, because they're right at my bird feeder all the time, you know. Not working for it at all, but going for it because it's available. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, and they are ye not much better than they? Answer, of course. And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? I think that's longevity of life, not actually height. But either way. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Because they were worried about things like food and clothing for the future. Therefore, Jesus says it again, as he did in verse 25. Verse 31, Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There will be enough trouble in your life today that the corresponding grace of God can handle. Don't borrow trouble for tomorrow. Live for the Lord day by day. That's what the passage teaches. Don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. Live for the Lord day by day. Now let's go on our papers here and break this passage down for our feeding. Fight feelings of anxiety. Why? They will come. They will come. So we are to fight them. The anxiety is fears of the unknown future. That's what they're based in. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? Those are all feelings of anxiety. And he gives a negative, first of all, a warning, and then a positive affirmation. The negative is, don't act like other Gentiles who don't even know or worship God. That's what they do. They don't even know God. So their lives are characterized by one anxiety or another. And we're not to be characterized that way. We walk by faith, not by sight. Our faith is founded in what Jesus has said and who he is. So negatively, don't act like other Gentiles who don't even know God or worship God. Their declaration of truth always fights that. God knows what I really need, and he will provide it for me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God knows what you really need and he will provide it for you? That's the negative. Don't act like other Gentiles who don't even know God or worship God. A declaration of truth will get rid of that. God knows what I really need and he will provide it for me. Positively, seek or focus on God's righteousness and the advancement of his kingdom? And I gave you the answer here. I shouldn't say. Where do you think Christ wants to advance his kingdom? His rule, first of all, where do you think he wants to advance it? It's right there on your papers. In your own heart first. The first place that Christ wants to advance his kingdom, his rule, is your own heart. Well, this is good for somebody else, Pastor Long. It's good for all of us. You know, sometimes when a message goes forth or something, oh, it's too bad so-and-so wasn't here to hear this. We're here to hear it. It's for every one of us. Every one of us has anxious thoughts on occasion, and the Lord tells us to look at life by having faith in him. So another declaration of truth, I should let God rule my heart, not anxiety or fear. One of them will rule my heart. I am righteous through faith in Christ. That's a declaration of truth. So I'm not earning my salvation. God will be righteous in his care of me. He won't leave me or forsake me in trouble today or any other day in the future. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's going to carry us through things. Hebrews 6:10. Maybe somebody's not noticing what you're doing. Maybe somebody's not noticing what you're doing. Maybe they aren't. But God's noticing. God knows every kind word, thought, or deed that you do for his namesake, for other believers particularly. He knows all about it. Look at this promise in Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. By the way, did I tell you about that funeral I had? I didn't know the people. I had a funeral yesterday. Is that right, Jan? Yeah. It was yesterday. Yes, Tuesday. And I made a joke, you know, Pastor Long, can you come and do this funeral? They can't find anybody. Would you do it, you know? And I said, I really helped my self-esteem. You know? I don't have any trouble with low self-esteem and hopefully not high self-esteem either. Both are pride. But let's just stay as identified as a child of God and leave it there, amen? That's all the esteem I need. But, you know, I really prayed. I said, Lord, just give me an opportunity here by your grace to minister to these people. And you know what? It was a really joyful time. It really was. Now, when I went there, I just kind of listened to their conversation and picked up a few things about a person I may have met once or twice in my life. And didn't really know that well. So the things I heard in that 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was before the service, I incorporated those in the message that I gave, and then we drove to Northumberland for the committal. That's a little ways away. And I was helping people walk across the grass, you know how it's kind of unlevel. You know, there was a number of older people, and we just had a very enjoyable time. You know, it's a memorial service for someone. The man was a believer, and that makes it a lot easier, amen? But so what his brother wanted me to do was preach the gospel, and I did. And just had a very enjoyable time since the Lord's presence. Thank you so much for all of you who prayed. But I was a little anxious about it. I mean, how would you feel about giving a memorial service for someone you're not even sure if you met him or not? You may have, but you're not sure. It's about how close it was. And they're counting on you, which is, you really need to be counting on God, but humanly speaking, they're counting on you to bring a good service. How many of you think you need God's help on something like that? Boy. And I did, and the Lord bless. Do not fear. We're on the second page now. Do not fear. Have faith in God. So I'm going to ask you to follow me. I mean, let's walk through this together and let's move out of fear into the victory of faith in God. That's what I want to do in your life. Here's the passage in Hebrews 13, 5 through 8. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. That would show me a lot of anxiety might be because we want more than we presently have, and that itch isn't getting satisfied. Somewhere along the way, we need to say, that's enough. Be content with what you have. And I got to tell you, it's a great treasure when you do that. Why is it? How can you have that attitude? Because the Lord said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not, notice these words, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about anchoring our faith in the word of God, not men, not circumstances, not situations, but God. Whose faith, this is why I say let's walk through these things together, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation, their way of life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Philippians 4, 6, and verse 19. Be careful, full of anxiety or fear, cares. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But not if you don't know certain people. But not if your eyesight isn't 100%. But not if your body's not doing well. But if your social engagements aren't so social anymore. But if you weren't born in the right family, if you didn't go to the right schools, if you didn't get a certain level of education, none of that's in there, is it, folks? Yes or no? None of that is in there. God is in there, though. God is in there, and he's the one who's going to take care of us. God hasn't changed. Isn't that a blessing? Now we're making applications of the truth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God hasn't changed. He's faithful all the way. We won't need more than what he will give us. I like that one too. We won't need more than what he will give us. If we think we have a need of something, pray for it. If he doesn't give it to you, you must not really need it. How about that? In fact, my oldest daughter said to me, Dad, I'm kind of embarrassed. I didn't have the money for school and I had to drop out, you know, and skip the semester. I'm kind of embarrassed. I text her back, embarrassed about what? I was in and out of school 3 or 4 times because I didn't have the money. What's embarrassing about that? What's it be embarrassed about? How many know college isn't cheap? Anybody? I had a lot of praying, a lot of growing. In and out, working jobs, in and out. And when I got done, those places where I was being an apprentice, I became the manager. I like that. Now you can tell other people what to do. See, Steve, we just keep chopping it up. By the way, you can always tell who the boss is in a place. That's the guy working, just to let you know. The guy working. How true it is. Okay. We labor in love for God and others, but God supplies our need. Look at that. We labor in love for God and others, but God supplies our need. If he didn't give you the capacity to work in some degree, you wouldn't work. That's a gift from God too. Jesus is right here with us. He will take care of us. I love these things. I love the truth. Let's believe God and rely on his character and word. We're talking about rocks, his words. We anchor our soul upon them because we're always challenged with different fears. Physical things, financial things, social things, future arrangements, future plans. Who knows? I know who knows. Our plans are in the hands of God. That's who knows, and that's who's going to take care of us. Therefore, fear not. Have faith in God. I like that, and I like that a lot. I really want you to go over that, Isaiah 41:10. That might be a good one to commit to memory. I printed it out for you. Maybe you ought to just cut that one out. Use it as a bookmark or something, you know, and just go over it again and again and again. Anytime something anxious rises up in your heart, fear of the future, just get it out and dispel the attacks of Satan. Fear is an attack of Satan. So we need to call it what it is. And the Lord said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. Satan did that. So we're tired of listening to Satan on different things. Let's listen to the Lord. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise the Lord. Look at our prayer list tonight, if you will, please.